Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Whiston, self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Sustainable You podcast with Lisa and
Jackie.
So today we thought we might just kind of download a little bit of what's been going on in our heads, because it's funny how the journey of doing this podcast has led us to lots of different issues, and it's kind of taken us down many different roads with lots of other issues that have come up.
Just thoughts also.
Yeah.
Thoughts,
yeah.
And
feelings.
Yeah. Questioning. I'm probably questioning myself a little.
Yeah, that's natural.
Yeah. Okay, so originally with this, we were planning on doing some episodes about in Feb, I think it was, we went and saw some films around climate change, which was a focus on Australian sort of stuff, and we were in a room full of activists, lots of obviously people that were already on board about and concerned about the environment.
Yeah.
And I guess for me afterwards, and that, so the plan was to then do a bit of a, we were thinking maybe doing like a 5-minute review on what we got out of it, you know, and we left, particularly on the one that we saw on the Saturday, we left and I was, yeah, we couldn't really talk, could we? Because...
No.
And then I began to question, sort of really question myself, like, you know, am I the right person to be speaking on this podcast? Am I the right person to be sharing that message? You know, what difference am I making? I guess that's how I was kind of
And you
feeling.
Also, I think too, you also, when you see things like that, you also realise what you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many layers of climate change and sustainability and being eco-aware and being active in the fight.
Well, it's also about... That's not what we wanted to create the podcast about. The podcast wasn't about that big picture stuff. It wasn't about, you know, lobbying to big companies. It was more about what changes we're doing, what changes I'm doing in my home, what changes you're doing. I mean, you're probably around that conversation of climate change a lot more than what I am.
Mm.
But it's more around teaching the everyday person. I mean, because you have a look about the people that were in those rooms, in the theatre, in those in that space. They were already kind of there. They're already aware that there's something going on. Mm-hmm. There's something that needs to change. There's a couple of things. So I wanted to grab those people that have no idea where to start
mm-hmm.
on how to be more sustainable. I mean, one of the ways was bringing your own bag to the supermarket. I mean, that's kind of helped us to start the conversation anyway.
Mm.
Even though we've been doing it for a long time, or I've been doing it for a long time, you know, people are now forced to do that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right? But it was just around, so that would have, if they weren't forced, that would have been one of the topics that we talk about.
Yeah.
Is how to remember to bring your own bags, you know, that sort of stuff. But I guess there are still those plastic bags that they do purchase that...
Well, there's always going to be things that we can improve on.
Yeah.
There's always going to be that. Yeah. But that's the other thing that you were saying about, you know, what qualifies me to talk about this. Well, we're not experts, mm. are we? But... at least we know a little bit about what we've been doing. We've gone on our own journey and here we are at this point. So we can always help those people that are further behind in that journey
mm.
than what we are.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, true. But I guess I did feel, I kind of spent the last week or so kind of going, yeah, like where's my voice in this and what am I really making a difference? And I think that's that after we saw the second film, I kind of thought, well, yeah, we probably are making a little bit of a difference,
mm.
you know, whether it's with our children, you know, you were just talking about your little one, you know, kind of is on rubbish watch all the time. Like,
yeah.
you know, he's a little waste warrior that when he goes to the park, he collects, you know, picks up the waste that he sees.
Yeah. Or he makes his auntie pick it up, put it in her car.
Yeah. and you know, I know that, you know, my kids are the same when we go for a walk. We're always like, you know, the bottom of the pram is always filled up with, you know, with rubbish that we see. And,
mm.
you know, James will pick it up and kind of say, you know, like, oh, you know, people aren't putting this stuff in the bin. So they're quite conscious of that. And I feel that, you know, even we're making that little change, even in our families.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Or like how my friend down the street today said, what are you doing? We're taking photos down in the park for our website. And she goes, what are you doing? And we said that we started a podcast, and she said, what's it about? I said, sustainability. And she goes, oh, that's cool.
You'd be really good at that.
Yeah, that's your thing. Yeah. That's your thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Which is cool. And that's the idea. I want to be really upfront is that we're not completely waste free. Do you know what I mean? Like we're not off the grid. We're not living off the grid when I'm working towards it, but I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do that. But I'm way more sustainable than a lot of people, or yeah. I'm way more conscious about being sustainable. And so I guess it took me a little while to get to this point. Like even from last week, I was back into that, oh God, that overwhelm of, and I think there are so many people out there doing such great stuff that, that big picture stuff. And that's not why we created this podcast. Great if some people pick it up and they run with it and that's their thing, but that was not my kind of thought process behind it. It was.
Yeah. And I'm the same as you, Jax. Like, I feel like I've been extremely overwhelmed by and feeling this sense of responsibility once I've been listening to podcasts and interviews with specialists, and I've been watching these movies or these films that have, you know, really tried to generate motivation for lots of different action. And after a while, that's too much for one person. Mm. Like you kind of end up being demotivated because it's so overwhelming. And I think that's where this podcast kind of helps, because I don't want people to start embarking on thinking a little bit more about the environment and then being hit with those big picture, high level messages and saying, oh no, that's too hard. I'm not going to take my own bag to the shops because there's however many billion people in the world and probably most of them aren't doing it. So what difference is it going to make? So I'm just not going to do it.
Mm.
So it's kind of made me feel like we wanted to share our feelings about it because we feel it too.
Mm.
It is tricky, and you know, we are small fish in a big pond, but we don't need a small number of people doing zero waste perfectly. We need millions of people doing zero waste imperfectly.
It's like become our like slogan.
I love it. I just love it. It makes so much sense to me.
Yeah. And there are times when I walk out of a shop and I think, yeah, I purchased stuff that I probably, you know, that maybe wasn't the best way to purchase. You know, I get that. But I'm also quite a bit of an activist on slow living. For me personally, like I've had a major career change. I felt like I was, you know, kind of working, you know, quite intense. And then I feel that reflects down to our children. I made a career change in order to be able to have a slower, to embrace more of that slow living. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, I asked Lisa, you know, this morning, I've told Lisa this before. She's well aware of what I do in most mornings. I try and do it most mornings. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but most mornings I try and do it where I call it my morning practice, something that I was taught maybe nearly 12 months ago, which is about, it's 20 minutes in total. So it's 5 minutes of stretching, 5 minutes of meditation. I use an app to give me a guided meditation. 5 minutes of like reading, so like, you know, kind of inspirational reading, and 5 minutes of journaling, so just journaling whatever, or drawing a picture, whatever you want to do. But for me, that's what sets me up to that helped me to clear my mind. It clears my mind. It probably helped me to give me the inspiration to start this podcast. Do you know what I mean? Like it's about slowing things down, because I know that when I got up this morning, I was already, maybe I hit the snooze button too many times. Mm. I, you know, had to get the kids organized, had to get myself organized, had to, you know, get in the car, drive an hour to get over to Lisa's house. There was a traffic jam, so it took me an extra, you know, 15 minutes. You know, like I'm already starting to get that busyness, and my mind is probably already 2 hours ahead. I'm two coffees in, so I'm talking really fast. Do you know what I mean? So I just said to Lise, can we just stop before we start talking? Can we stop and we just do 5 minutes of breathing and a guided meditation?
Yeah.
And that's for me just embracing that slowing down.
Yeah.
You know, like slowing down on everything. Like I want to slow down sort of some of the impacts that are happening on the environment, but I also want to slow down our day-to-day life.
Yes, we do. We all live too fast. We all don't appreciate the present moment enough. But yeah, you're right. As soon as you do start to slow everything down, you have time to consider every decision that you make throughout the day and
yes.
be conscious and more mindful.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. Because a lot of the time we do things for convenience, right? So we buy things because they're convenient. We use more packaging because it's convenient. So once you start to embrace slowing down, it becomes a lot easier to make better decisions for your family, better decisions for the environment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Being sustainable is not about having the prettiest Instagram worthy reusable bag. You know, having the perfect, you know, containers to store your food in your pantry. Might being like, it's about just going like, I've got a jar, don't have any use for it at the moment, or I've used the contents of that jar. So what else can I use it for? You know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm constantly pouring in, like, you know, whether it's nuts and seeds and, you know, or, you know, going up to the bulk Whole Foods place and filling up an old pasta sauce jar with maple syrup or, you know, whatever. Like, I'm just constantly reusing it. I've always got jars in my boot just in case I kind of drive past one of those stores and kind of go, oh, actually, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to, you know, like, so it's just about those little kind of habits and not about putting extra pressure on people to having to go and get the perfect container or the perfect thing or
yeah.
to have to make the perfect, to have to bake everything from scratch. I sometimes when I leave the supermarket, I kind of think, oh God, I hope no one sees that I've got something in it. You know, like, but, you know, I get that, you know, life is busy and there are sometimes you just have to purchase stuff out of convenience too.
Yeah. We're not perfect. My God. But I think too, it just helps sometimes to realize that it's not about being the best and the most sustainable and like the most extreme version of what you're trying to achieve. It's just about the little things each day, making a decision that's better than the one you made the other day.
And I think that people need to do their own research. People need to find their own thing. You know, if climate change or any of those topics are of interest to you, then do your own research. You know, find out more stuff. Ask if there's other podcasts that we can recommend around climate change. You know, there's people doing amazing stuff, people talking about amazing things.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm doing that comparathon. Like, I had been doing that comparathon. It was like, are our topics big enough? Are our, you know, but I don't want them to be big. I want them just to be doable.
Yeah.
I want to raise awareness for some things and I just want us to be able to do it.
Yeah, sure. That's it.
That's it. I think I feel good now. I feel good better. That we've had that chat and I feel that, I don't know, like I said, I think that we just need to talk about it, get it off our chest.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that kind of helps us to continually move forward and for people to understand that, you know, it doesn't, we're not saying that there's only one way of doing this.
Mm.
You know, whether it's you'd stop and stop using your car 4 days a week. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just, like, you know what? I don't need to drive to school.
Mm-hmm.
I can, we were talking about that this morning as well. You know, like, just these little things about, like, it obviously helps to be more sustainable, doesn't it?
Yeah. And look, and you know what, guys? Like, if there is a topic that you want us to cover, even if it is kind of big picture, do you want us to run through the basic science of climate change? Is that something that, you know, you want to get your head around? Or is there a particular kind of topic that you want us to look into? We're more than happy to do that for you, but we don't want to bombard you with big picture stuff that can be detrimental to you becoming more sustainable yourself.
or a more sustainable you.
Exactly. All right, hit us up and we will chat to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at Sustainable You Pod, on Facebook at Sustainable You Podcast, or you can email us at sustainableyoupod@gmail.com. Episodes are created and produced by Lisa and Jackie.